The Blackstone Block and the Holocaust Memorial. As you proceed down the Freedom Trail from Faneuil Hall, you will cross North Street and walk down Union Street towards the north end and the next stop, the Paul Revere House. The intersection of North and Union Street begins the Blackstone Block, bounded by Union, North, Hanover, and Blackstone Streets. These streets were among the first streets to be laid out in Boston and date from the 1600s. On the grass mall just to the left of Union Street, you will see the six glass towers of the Holocaust Memorial, established by survivors of the Nazi concentration camps. Each of the six towers represents one of the six primary Nazi concentration camps. The towers are set on a black granite path and glow at night. Each tower rises over a black chamber that emanates smoke from charred embers, creating an almost spiritual feeling. 6 million numbers, suggesting the tattoos that were cut into those that perished during the Holocaust, are etched in glass. This is a haunting and moving reminder of one of the great tragedies of our time. You now cross Union Street from the Holocaust Memorial. The Union Oyster House is on your right. The Union Oyster House is the oldest operating restaurant in the United States. The Freedom Trail now winds down Marshall Street towards the north end. Marshall Street is one of the oldest and most authentically colonial streets remaining in Boston. On the right, you will pass the Green Dragon Tavern and the Ebenezer Hancock House. The Ebenezer Hancock House was built in 1767 by John Hancock's uncle. John inherited it and gave it to his brother Ebenezer, who became the deputy paymaster of the Continental Army during the Revolution. The Boston Stone, directly across from Ebenezer's house, has been a landmark since 1737. A painter brought the stone from England to grind pigments prior to 1700. According to legend, it served as the zero milestone marker used for measuring the distance to Boston. For example, 20 miles to Boston would mean 20 miles to this stone. The dome of the State House on Beacon Hill is Boston's current zero milestone marker. Proceeding down Marshall Street, you'll cross Hanover Street and then take a right to the north end. On Fridays and Saturdays, you pass through the Haymarket Open Air Market. There is a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, meats, and seafood, all at bargain prices. To get to the north end, you will cross through the Rose Kennedy Greenway. The Greenway is a series of parks that wind through the city, covering the site of the Big Dig. An elevated highway used to bar the entrance to the north end. The trellis that you see is at the height of the old highway. The Big Dig moved the highway underneath the city. So right now, you will be walking over Route 93.